ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Love Island has hit our TV screens with a splash this week. Drama has already unfolded and they're actually doing something really cool this year where they're doing Love Island Australia, the after party with Abby Chatfield, who you'd know from The Bachelor and a few different reality TV shows.
Idiots on social media.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Anyway, she joins us right now. How are you, Abby?
Hey, guys. I'm really good. I'm so excited for tonight.
Yeah, this is good. So the Love Island after party, if there's ever a show that I guess needed a bit of a breakdown afterwards, it's Love Island Australia. And I think you're the girl to do it because you're a pretty straight shooter.
Yeah, there's a lot of chaos in the show. So we need a recap at the end of each week and kind of what just happened. Because even episode one, I was like writing notes down being like, I understand how all this chaos happened in episode one. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, if that much chaos happens in episode one, it's just going to escalate from there. One thing I wanted to ask you about, I want your take, because one of the guys, Ryan, on Love Island has revealed that his number is over 500. What did you think when you heard that?
I've had multiple friends call me about this and be like, how is this even possible? He's 25. Let's say we've got like 9 or 10 years in him. That is one a week. Like, and that's one a week every single week. I think he's lying. I don't think it matters what we think about the number. I think he's lying. I don't believe him.
What? But also, how do you track that? Like, when you get to a certain number, you lose count, right? Like, you're putting notches.
Exactly. And also, it's like, he was saying he hasn't ever had a bad review. It's like, are you sending him like a Yelp page? Like, he's lying.
I'm a married man, like, you know, heading towards my 40s, and I don't think I'm anywhere even near the number 500.
No way!
No, God, no. I don't even think I've hit triple digits.
No way!
You are very quickly becoming Australia's relationship queen, I think, Abby Chatfield. Like, because, you know, we saw you on The Bachelor and, you know, now you're doing the Love Island After Party show. I just want to put it out there. Is it time for a reboot of Perfect Match? Like that game show style show where we put, you know, people together and, you know, maybe get you to host it.
What's Perfect Match?
Oh, you're young.
Yeah, so like it's like a game show, but it's that. You meet your perfect match on, don't worry about it.
That's all good.
We'll pitch it. We'll pitch it to Channel 9.
Fun. Let's get a document together. Let's do it. Pitch it. Right. It sounds great.
Abby's like, hey, if I'm host, I'm on board.
I'm available.
Yeah, anything. It'd be fun.
I did want to ask you too, Abby, you are very vocal on social media calling out idiots pretty much. Like if anyone says anything that, you know, is factually incorrect or is just saying silly things, you are the first person to get on there and you know, call them out for what they've said. Does that end up in a lot of trolling for you? Like are you getting a bit of backlash because of that because you're so outspoken?
Oh, yeah, but it's been like that for 2 years. So, like, these new wave of anti-vaxxer trolls, and they're a special breed. But you know, it's been 2 years of that, so it doesn't really bother me. It's nothing new.
Good on you.
What's the worst kind of thing you've received, like, trolling-wise?
I get death threats a lot.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, like, voice note death threats are the worst ones. The text ones are fine, but the voice notes are scary. But, yeah. And the cops can't do anything, so you just kind of you just have to put it into a folder and, I don't know, I just screen record it and I'm like, oh, just in case something happens to me, they'll know who did it.
Oh my God, that is so scary.
Are you scared? Does that scare you?
Yeah, pretty scared. Yeah, I do double check my locks at night, but
Wow. Oh, God, don't troll. Trolling.
And don't watch Scream.
Social media. Don't watch.
It's a very similar kind of start to the movie, isn't it?
Look after yourself, Abby Chatfield, won't you?
Creepy.
See you tonight, the premiere of Love Island Australia After Party. It's tonight, 9:45 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Abby Chatfield, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, guys.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.